It's a phone on the tray. It's the only way to record things. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear what it is?
I'm ready. When you start recording, I'll hear what it is.
Okay. Because it's good.
I don't doubt it will be good.
Know what that is.
So you're playing it from your computer.
Yep.
And I'm envisioning a blue background and grayish text as you type in your doctor's log into your little laptop over there.
It's really nice. And actually, I just cut it off right as he was walking down the... Look.
You have the... You queued it up YouTube. In the video.
Yeah. He's wearing his high tops with his little weird, like, elastic jeans.
When you're a 14-year-old doctor, that's just however old he was.
Yeah. Well, when you're a doctor, you can wear what you want.
That's how you roll.
Mm-hmm. I chose that song for a specific reason.
Doogie MD?
Mm-hmm. You know why?
No.
Because we're about to geek out.
We are.
This is the first live one we've done since the first one, Brian.
Since episode one.
We actually have Drazen Petrovic's jersey hanging around.
In the rafters.
In the rafters. We've got Drexler's jersey hanging in the rafters. I would have Roy's, but it's too early. It's too soon. And we got
a Warriors hat in the rafters.
Hold on. I'm going to see what I look like in this because I look shitty in flat bills.
It's also probably three sizes too big for your head.
No, I think it actually is a good size for my head because I have a giant head. The problem is that I have a big, fat, square face.
That was the problem.
It doesn't look good when I wear flat bills. It looks good on like leaner folk.
We have 10 pounds of hair like I do. It rests nicely.
What I wouldn't give for 10 pounds of hair, Brian. Hey. It's just not in my makeup. So, this is for Dan. Okay. To our boy Dan, our attorney.
The legal department of the Ballin' with Bozos.
Okay, all right. Are you ready?
Should we intro? Ballin' with Bozos.
Yeah.
Gavin across from me. Brian, that's me.
We fucking got it. We're done. So we should say what we're doing, what we have been doing. Yeah. We just watched Game 3 of the Warriors versus the Spurs. We went to T-Boyles in Pasadena, California. What did you think of T-Boyles?
Great. Loved it.
What was your favorite part?
Gigantic stuffed moose heads.
Yep.
Lining the wall. They had like 13 TVs and none of them were bigger than 18 inches.
Yep.
But I didn't really care because... You could see everything.
There was like a sale on like 13-inch flat screens at like Target or something, and they just like went crazy. They had shuffleboard, darts.
We didn't. We didn't. Some
shindig outside.
We didn't indulge in the bar games, but it was fun because it was a really nice spot for watching the game. But it was just funny how they didn't have like one big screen at all. It was
no.
Just.
They don't care. It doesn't matter. And my favorite part, and I thought you were going to say it, and I know you're going to regret not saying it, no bully.
Oh.
Oh.
It was great.
It was really good without him.
Made the night a lot nicer.
Well, I've got a super big surprise for you, buddy.
Okay, you have a notebook in front of you, so.
The reason for that is normally we go all over the, you know, I don't know, this blogosphere. I don't know what you say. We go all over the place on... Every team or whatever story is going on, we are sticking to one specific team tonight.
Okay.
We're sticking to the Warriors.
The game plan.
I'm going to fucking interview you. Or you can interview me. I don't care. We're only talking about the Warriors. If we spin off in somewhere else, that's fine. But.
Okay, well, I'll have a question for you that's non-Warriors at the end, but we can save it for the end.
That's fine. We're going to centralize all of it on the Warriors because that is the big thing, the big story, and I think the best series still going on.
Actually, I think that's true.
I think that I am interested in the Bulls and the Heat just because they hate each other.
Yeah, but that's Eastern Conference basketball.
Yeah, and we are not in the Eastern Conference.
No, not at all.
Nope, 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 nope. So first off, should we get started on the Warriors?
Yeah, you look very ready for an agenda, so hit me.
Okay.
You're writing notes.
This was more of I was actually just writing a dot. Here, look.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I was just making a bullet point. On the questions I've already written. Just putting a bullet point next to it. So the first thing would be more of a better question. I had it teed up for when we were supposed to do this last night, but your man Gavin fell asleep on the couch.
Right.
because I'm old as fuck. That's what happens.
And I went home and did work instead because I'm old as fuck.
Yeah, you went home and went home off the clock and did some projects for... we're not going to get into that. But I had this written down and I want to ask. Even though the Warriors lost tonight in a good game, they did. When will the Warriors fans, will they ever apologize to Joe Lacob? Because it turns out he was right on a lot of things.
No.
Okay.
The misconception with that is people think that he got booed because he traded Monte Ellis, mm-hmm. who was obviously at the time a fan favorite. When you can probably attest to this, well, maybe not as much, but when you're a really bad team and you're winning 25 to 35 games every year,
yeah,
you want to go out and see something, and Monte Ellis would at least put on a show.
Right.
The Warriors had no aspirations of winning anything, but Monte could score 50 points on any given night, even though I don't think he ever did score 50. He would score 40 a lot.
Okay.
That's
still good.
It's not bad.
That's okay.
But he was entertaining. No one can deny that his brand of basketball was entertaining, and he was just given a free rein to basically do what he wanted. So that everyone thought that it was like, oh, well, you know, you're booing this guy, Laker, for trading away an entertaining player, but mm-hmm. had no, you know, effect on win-losses. That wasn't the case.
Right.
It was Chris Mullin's night.
Right.
And Greg Popovich was emceeing and goes, we've saved the best for last.
Mm-hmm.
And they, after Chris Mullin had already given his speech, and goes up and hands the microphone to Joe Lacob.
Right.
Joe Lacob has done nothing but just troll the Warriors fans for his entire tenure. And as he's booing, as the Warriors fans are booing relentlessly, he just sits there with the most smug look on his face and just takes it in, like, waiting, like I can wait. It's like you know, the dad who's just like, I'll wait for the kid to tire himself out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Type of move.
Or the principal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, no, they'll get sick of themselves eventually. How you react to getting booed is what David Stern did in the draft. Is you do the Hulk Hogan, you go up and exactly. You cup your ear, you say, bring it on.
My favorite part about, I mentioned that before in the sidetrack, is that my favorite part about when he did that was it was in Newark and they just relocated the team from New Jersey.
They're not playing, there's no team in Newark.
Yeah.
And they're booing, and you boo David Stern because you boo David Stern.
It's
and
not.
He just, and he relishes it because he's the best.
It's not as bad, but it's, I would compare it a little bit. So, like, if they held the draft in Seattle right after they went to Oklahoma City.
Right.
It's not nearly as bad.
It's up there.
But it's, yeah.
Anyway, so, anyway, but with Lacob, like, the second that he took over the team, everything he did was basically trying to alienate Oakland and saying how you can't have a team there. We got to move to San Francisco.
Right.
And as we saw tonight, and we pointed it out, the entire second half, the entire first level of fans was standing up the entire game.
Yep.
You're not going to get that in a San Francisco stadium. Not no. in the least.
No.
Like, he's doing this. He's alienating Monte Ellis, who was obviously a fan favorite, talking about just how, you know... Oh, there was also the whole Ellison thing, how he's like, oh, I don't know why they wouldn't be happy that I didn't buy the team. Like, meanwhile, he just snaked the team from Larry Ellison, who's, like, the dream NBA owner, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's not. I don't know. Anyway.
He probably is.
I would take him over Lacob today.
Yeah, for sure.
So to answer your question roundaboutly, no, Warriors fans don't need to apologize to a billionaire, not never.
But I will say this. Not so much apologizing for that stuff, because that was douchey. I mean, Lacob's always going to be douchey.
That's his thing.
That's his thing. But there's one thing, how's this? He's not douchey, he's a goofball. He's
a bozo. He's one of the bozos that we respect on this podcast.
He's a total bozo. But in some sense, he has to feel like a vindicated bozo.
Oh, he is very, very vindicated.
Because in his mind, you know that the booing was for the Monte Ellis trade.
Yeah.
The Bogey pickup was awesome. Klay Thompson, actually, we'll get to that. So Klay Thompson versus Kawhi Leonard, I mean, that's a whole different thing.
Don't get me started there.
I know, but Klay Thompson went off in a big thing, a big game last game.
Game two.
Yeah. So what my question was going to be also, the reason I like had that set up for the podcast yesterday before tonight's game was that at the time I was like, I didn't watch the game. I've told you this before. I don't have cable right now, so it's hard for me to watch games. So I only get to see them when I'm at bars. So, two things. One, I'm drinking beers. Two, I'm schmoozing. Okay.
As you do.
Yep. I'm just trying to have a good time, trying to make some friends here. So I don't always watch the games Totally. But tonight when we were watching, Klay Thompson was mysteriously quiet. So my question to the, when you're going to apologize to Joe Lacob, part of it was Klay Thompson had blown up. He did not blow up tonight.
No.
Because
Kawhi Leonard,
yes,
was guarding him like a fucking animal.
Yeah.
And Kawhi Leonard had the biggest impact on the entire game than any other player tonight. He only scored like 17 points, I think, but his defense was 100% apparent. Like, and then all the loose ball rebounds, kind of like the quote-unquote team rebound stat that they have, like, he was responsible for a lot of those. Like, he is just an unbelievable two-way player, and I still contend to this day, like, they blew that draft pick. Like, not that they blew it, because Klay Thompson's a very good player, but there's Kawhi Leonard is just an unbelievable, and I'm obviously 100% biased in this as someone who's followed Kawhi Leonard's entire basketball career.
Yeah.
But like, his, there's just no way you can say that as an all-around player, Klay is better than Kawhi.
Well, here's the thing too, is what's funny about that is one of the knocks on Kawhi coming out of college, no jumper.
No right? jumper. What did he do?
He built a jumper.
He learned how to shoot.
Yeah, and we saw that tonight. So it's kind of weird, like...
No, you can't teach athleticism.
You can't teach giant freaking hands.
You
either.
Can't teach no. guys with 16-inch mitts.
Yeah, you can't teach like somebody with catcher's mitts for hands that can just like deflect anything. And then also shoot with them, you know? And I don't know, like, he's freaking awesome.
Learning a jump shot is a lot easier than learning how to have a 7-foot wingspan, like...
Mm-hmm.
And he's just living proof of that. Not, like I'm saying, not saying that Klay Thompson is bad. You know, I'm sure the 10 teams ahead of him who drafted, because in that draft, what, Kyrie went one,
mm-hmm.
and then
Derek Williams. Yeah, it was bad.
Oh,
yeah.
Derek Williams. Let's talk about David Kahn if we want.
he's going to talk about himself. He's going to be a commentator on ESPN.
Clearly.
He'll be on First Take in 5 days. That's it.
It's one of the things, though, it's like, Kawhi's obviously in the best situation possible. But Klay, like, if he got drafted by Minnesota, he'd be a good jump shooter on a bad team.
Right.
Kawhi Leonard would be a great all-around player on a bad team, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
On a team, it turns out that the Warriors are a playoff team, which blows my mind. Second-round playoff team.
Mm.
Also blows my mind. You need guys who can play both ways. And Klay Thompson's actually a pretty good defender.
I didn't know that, actually, until, like, just recently.
But you can, I mean, there's, like, plays today you can see. Like, he doesn't know how to play defense. He's there, like, and he's, like, a decent defender. Like, he'll just reach in. Like, he got called today for, like, kneeing someone because he doesn't play defense. He just kind of stuck his leg out there and tried to stop someone. Like,
oh, man, that's my style. That's
what you do.
I'm just slow.
That's how the Pasadena courts get
wrecked. That's just how you do shit, you know? It's whatever. I don't care. I don't care at all.
Turns out you don't make millions of dollars to play in the NBA, though.
No, I make hundreds of dollars to sit around
and record podcasts.
Yeah.
Drinking vodka and homemade Sprite.
By the way, homemade Sprite. Got him again.
It's the official drink of Balling with Bozos, vodka and homemade Sprite.
Yeah, and you know what the thing is? The best part about me, so really the only reason I'm interviewing you about the Warriors right now is because it makes you talk and I just sit here and drink. Look at this. I'm done.
You're empty.
I'm empty already.
I'm parched. That's why I got to keep up.
No, it's all good. I'm just saying. All right.
Also, the Blazers aren't in the playoffs.
Blazers aren't in the playoffs. Don't even try. Don't even try and change the
Brandon Roy retired today.
Don't even die. No, that's later. Okay. We're not even talking about this. So let's go back to the Warriors.
Okay, back it up.
Do you think they can win the series?
Even after tonight, I think there's an outside chance that they can.
I do too.
Their style of basketball is not sustainable,
mm-hmm.
because they just rely on the jump shot. And, like, tonight, if the jump shot isn't falling, they have no plan B.
So what's, like, the ideal guy they would need? Like,
David Lee, obviously.
Okay, so help me out with this. What's happened to
David? Kidding.
But, actually, really quick, help me out with David Lee. Is he not out? Is he out for the playoffs? Or?
No, he played 2 minutes in game 6 of the Denver series.
Okay.
And he played a couple minutes tonight, too.
Oh, I didn't
when
even
I
see
was
that.
In transit. It was in the first half.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I don't know. He can't. From what I've read, he can play in short bursts.
Okay.
Sounds like he's just really just destroying his hip.
That's not good.
Doing so. Because from... I'm not a doctor, it turns out. But I don't think it's this type of injury that you can just play through the pain. Like, he tore his hip flexor.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, you're supposed to rest.
That's a dumb thing to do, really. You shouldn't even be walking, really.
Right, yeah, right.
That's bad.
So, I mean, I think Mark Jackson, the power of the Lord, healed him, but that's what Mark Jackson believes, but...
Jackson believes other things, and I won't get into it. Go for it.
Dick pics. I don't know what's up with David Lee. The thing, so your friend Kawakami has this whole theory, which is not untrue, but not true at the same time, and that the Warriors are better without Lee because he gives more shots to Clay and Curry and others, and Harrison Barnes and stuff can actually, in theory, play better. But
right.
Do you remember one play Harrison Barnes made in the second half tonight?
Nope.
Nothing. I don't either.
No, I remember seeing him, and I remember thinking, like, that actually, we first walked in, because we walked in after you were in transit. Yeah, at halftime. We got some beers.
Yep.
We got some chicken tenders.
Yep, delicious.
They were great, you know? We looked at the Mooseheads and all that stuff. We knocked on some of the LA Kings fans, because they're front runners.
They suck.
I used to like the LA Kings, but, like, now front runners, it grinds my gears, okay? That's besides the point. We walk in. I see Harrison Barnes playing the four. My first thought is, you've told me that he's going to play the four. My first thought is, like, that's a great fit right now because it creates mismatches. He's very athletic. He's not what we all thought he would be when he was a freshman at UNC.
Clearly.
But he's still good, and he can create mismatches, and that's the last thing I thought of him until you just brought him up right now.
Exactly.
Yep.
And it's the story of his entire basketball career going back to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
He's there. He doesn't do anything, like, and then when he does something, you're like, holy crap, this guy's 6'8", athletic, has a jump shot,
he's a black
can
falcon.
Get to the rim, Black Falcon take flight.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, you realize, you look up and it's like, oh, he's been playing the last 10 minutes, he hasn't done anything on defense or offense.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like.
So here's this, those kind of players drive me crazy. Because, like, he should be dominating.
He should be a lot better. He should be the X factor.
Yes.
I mean, well, he's kind of the X factor, but he should be the difference maker. Like, because the one skill he has that Clay and Curry doesn't have is he can slash, and he can cut to the rim, and he can go off the dribble at times.
And he can do what Clay didn't do earlier, is Clay drove to the hoop.
Oh, my God.
And he double pumped and tried to do a reverse layup and got blocked. Clay Thompson is 6'7". Flush it.
Dunk it. Just dunk the fucking ball.
Yeah, and if you get blocked, who cares? You go back again because you just let it be known that I'm going to take it strong to the hoop.
Yeah. And guess what? He makes 90% of his free throws anyway.
Yeah.
Go to the line and knock it down.
That's one thing that Harrison Barnes has that the other guys don't. Is like Harrison Barnes would have dunked on... Who was it that was?
Begovic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Start of the year?
Yeah, when he dunked hard. But I'm talking also Klay Thompson, when he drove the hoop tonight, I knew it wasn't even like dunking.
Oh, I think it was Splitter.
It was Splitter.
Him, yeah.
Splitter's good. I mean, let's be
fair.
He's
a big guy, yeah.
Let's be fair. Splitter probably would have blocked it if he was trying to dunk it. But
he would have gotten the foul call.
Yeah, you got to go for the dunk, man. I don't know why you don't do that. If you're going to go to the hoop and you're that big, you got to do it. But he's like such a finesse player.
As two fairly taller than average people, let's just call us. Who can't come close to dunking.
No, I can touch net.
In high school I could touch rim, but like now I can touch net and that's about it.
I dunked once on a 9'6" hoop.
Nice. How good did it feel?
It felt really good because I dunked on a girl.
No. You're like just near, like as you're hanging on the rim.
No, it was an accident. it wasn't a proud moment. I was wearing a Ben Wallace jersey when I did it too. Detroit Pistons number three. Yeah.
My point was going to be that if you and I could dunk, all we would do is dunk.
Oh, I would dunk. I would walk around dunking. Like,
yeah.
Look, it's like if, like when I talked to Blair, like she's saying like if she could sing, she would sing everything. If I could dunk, I would walk around and everything that was 10 feet tall, I would just touch it.
Yeah, I would sometimes, I sometimes shadow dribble if I'm like walking. I mean, I can't dribble a basketball to save my life.
Dude, but I'm wearing my, like LeBron was doing in the fucking casinos, you know? Exactly. So, like, you dribble around, you fake like you're shooting. All of a sudden, I'm wearing my slacks. I'm wearing my, like, little penny loafers. I'm going to go touch that 10-foot something.
If I do something at work at my desk, I'll pop an air shot and just hold it for a few seconds. And then someone looks at me and I feel really embarrassed, but...
I still do that. It's okay.
But if I could dunk, I would just do that. Mm-hmm. I would not dunk. Klay Thompson's 6'7", and obviously can dunk,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't in games. It's really annoying.
Well, it's like a lot of the guys like that, they're like, he's a finesse guy. So, I mean, he's got a great jump shot. I mean, he had a shot tonight where he was just like beating the shot clock, like falling away.
Yeah.
It was so smooth. The downside of that is like that he hasn't gotten the aggressive part of him, you know, where he's just like, get straight buck nasty and dunk on somebody.
Exactly. Well, and it's like he's the weird combination of Curry and Barnes, at least the best part of Barnes, where like Curry's pretty nasty. Like,
yeah, he is.
He can do things if he's not making jump shots. Like he can pass the ball, even though it drives me crazy mm-hmm. when he does one-handed passes, but he has court vision. Like,
yeah,
he can get to the rim and he avoids, when he avoids contact, I'm okay because he's made of glass. And if he goes up and gets hurt...
He's Sam Jackson, unbreakable.
They used to call me Mr. Glass.
Nah, that was harsh. He's not like that. But
he does sort of is, though. He got hurt tonight. Just planting.
What do you do to prevent that?
I don't know. You can do anything.
No, I would assume that he wears high tops. I'm assuming he's wearing ankle braces.
Yeah, those like little light pads or whatever guys wear. I mean, there's nothing really more you can wear to... you know, play, but...
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
There's shit you can do. I still would take him over, 75% of the point guards in the NBA. Like,
okay, here's a question.
What?
Redraft the Curry year, where Blake Griffin went 1, Thabeet went 2, which obviously, throw that one out.
Okay, so Thabeet, stop that. Thabeet was a Blazer, so forever he'll be in my heart. Okay,
there you go.
I'm kidding you. I'm kidding.
Hashim the Dream Thabeet.
All right, sorry.
So there was a debate today. It was like, would you take, if you were to redraft, Curry went 7, Blake went 1, Harden went 3. Do you take Blake? Do you take Curry? Do you take Harden? Rubio was in that draft. Drew Holiday was in that draft. I'm not saying you should take Drew Holiday over Curry, but who do you take 1 if you're the Clippers in hindsight?
So there's Blake, Thabeet.
You're not taking
Harden. No.
Harden was 3.
So Harden.
Tyreek was 4. Rubio was 5. Johnny Flynn was 6. Curry was 7.
I take Flynn.
Obviously.
I think
Flynn. I take DeMar. I take DeMar DeRozan.
Flynn on the right team.
DeMar DeRozan went 9. I would take him 1.
Honestly, I would take...
Basically, Blake or Curry. Who would you take? Or Harden.
I think
those are the 3 guys.
Okay, so just in a... So without factoring in, like, the...
No team teams. Consideration. Okay. Just you have a...
Curry.
Terrible team. Take Curry?
I take Curry. And maybe Harden. But, I would take Curry probably because Curry, I feel like I'd rather have Curry on my team.
At this exact moment, I would take Curry over those 3 at this exact moment. Over a long haul, if you're building a franchise, when you have a guy like Blake, who, even though he was injured in the preseason the year he was drafted,
he's a monster.
And James Harden, who's pretty much
I love James
a
Harden.
Man of steel. I don't know if you can break him.
No.
I don't know, it was just a stupid question that came up that I thought was interesting.
Well, what's interesting about that is it also shows like how dumb like teams are when they're drafting. I mean, draft is coming up, and it's going to be hilarious.
This year's draft is going to be really funny. I think we're going to have to do a really good, really good once-over.
The reason I keep trying to derail you when you try and bring up the Blazers is because later we're going to talk about the Blazers when we get towards the draft, or at least the lottery. Right now, we got to focus on your team.
Okay, okay. Let's get back to square one.
Well, because we can go wherever we want. I want you to stop it, okay? I want you to cool out. I want you to calm down. Just cool out.
I'm cool.
Everyone cool out! Okay. Okay, so, you think they have a chance?
I do. Here's the reason. We can
keep talking. I'm getting ice because we need refills.
We do need refills.
Okay, I'm so, listening. I'm listening.
This is a weird solo moment here. This is my solo as Gavin runs into the kitchen. I think the Warriors can win the series because they can go on runs like we saw through the first 45 minutes of Game 1 and through basically all of Game 2 where they were just lights out. And there's no defense for a Klay Thompson or Steph Curry jump shot. Like, Steph Curry can create his own, which is awesome to say. That's how good Steph Curry is. As a pure jump shooter, he can create his own shot. Which is why there's, a lot of comparisons to him and Reggie Miller and him and Ray Allen and stuff. Obviously, for three-point records and stuff. He has a different element to his game that those two ever did. Those guys were catch-and-shoot players. Steph Curry has incredible, incredible handle and that quick release. I don't know if you saw it in Game 1, but there was a play where he kind of dribbled it off of Parker's foot.
Yeah.
And the ball was literally on the floor. And he picked it up from the floor and in one motion brought it up and drained it.
He is.
Like, have you ever tried to pick up a basketball from the floor, pick it up and drain it? Like,
bro, that takes all the time.
That takes me 10 seconds to do.
No, it's insane. That's like one of the first things they teach you when you're trying to learn how to be a jump shooter. They always tell you you need to be a quick release guy. So they do these drills for you and it's so hard. It sounds like it's something
that's you should probably do 20 push-ups right now.
Why?
To pump yourself up for this jump shooting conversation.
I'm not doing that.
Okay, fine.
Brian, I want you to quit bullying me and maybe I'll do some push-ups later. But no, I agree with you. It's hard.
Klay Thompson has a quick release. But his release looks slow compared to how fast Curry can shoot the ball. It's insane. Anyway, the answer to your question again, roundabout.
Yeah,
that's what we do. if the Warriors win Game 4, which they easily can, then it's tied up. Assume that San Antonio wins Game 5 back at home. Warriors can come back to Oracle, win Game 6, Game 7. Warriors will probably be 9-point underdogs.
Yeah.
They have a chance. It's a Game 7, obviously, is the cliche is anything can happen, obviously.
If
you get to a Game 7, it's a one-game situation. KG, anything can happen. Anything is possible.
So, if you had to make one adjustment, you want one player to play more, you want one player to play less?
I want Mike Malone coaching the team and Mark Jackson not.
Do you think that there's something to be said, though, for a head coach that does a good job at empowering his assistant coaches?
No.
No?
No.
Hmm.
I think it's all anecdotal.
That's fair.
Because at the end of the day,
he's not the one coaching.
See what I did there?
That was such a smart joke. He's so witty.
Because Mark Jackson, Mike Malone's the guy with the whiteboard. He's the guy calling up game plans and stuff.
It is funny because they go in the huddle and you hear Mark Jackson. What's he say?
Oh, let's play hard. Let's make some shots. Let's grab some rebounds.
You see somebody open, you pass them the basketball.
You guys see that scoreboard up there? You hear that crowd out there?
You see an open lane. You can't just run. You got to dribble the basketball and you got to run into the lane dribbling at the same time.
It's all anecdotal.
Yeah. And then you see Mike Malone, never hear his voice.
Mike Malone is, you never see it, but
he's in his ear.
He's in Jackson's ear all the time, telling him what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson is, he's his voice, and it's great that the players respect that. I think team camaraderie is overrated. I think you need, Mark Jackson told Steph Curry to score 44 points the other night, hey, go knock down shots. Or Klay Thompson goes 7-for-8 in the first half the other night from three. It's coaching? No, that's Klay Thompson being unconscious.
Or Joe Lacob making brilliant decisions.
Like his breakfast.
Yeah.
So, I think for context for that one, you should probably pick the Lacob breakfast photo as the headline image.
Yeah, we're absolutely putting that up there. Yeah.
Episode.
Totally.
No, I'm obviously overcritical of Mark Jackson. There is something to be said for the fact that the players believe the bullshit that he spits out. And,
What?
I'm laughing at your ice cube technique.
Sorry, I'm trying to be quiet.
Yeah.
For sure.
I would take a coach who knows X's and O's and
right.
understands the strategy of the game. I will say this for the Warriors coaching staff, though.
Mm.
I don't know where it came from, but at some point they realized that a three-point shot is more valuable than a two, which obviously sounds dumb because it is. But at the same time,
you got a bunch of gunners.
If you've got a team with the guys like we have, just bomb threes.
The worst, we've said this before 1,000 times. The worst shot is a 20-foot jumper. We're not going to get into why I think that, but that's the worst shot.
LaMarcus.
It's the worst shot you can possibly take. If you're taking a 20-footer, no, it's worth 2 points.
Counts as much
low
as a dunk.
Yeah, it's a low percentage shot. Why not step back?
Yeah.
And with those guys that big, like it's literally one step back, yeah. But yeah, no, it's one of those things. Like some people like don't like to live by the three, die by the three. But if you have a jump shooting team, I'd rather them shooting threes.
And that's kind of the funny thing with this year's with the Warriors. It feels like they kind of like you don't get the sense that they built it this way. It's just kind of like, well.
It happened.
Let's do this.
Well, the thing is, that's okay. That kind of happens. You know? Yeah. It's pretty weird, but whatever. So,
you know what the Warriors, instead of live by the three, die by the three motto is?
What?
Live by the Jack, die by the Jack.
Okay, so here's the thing. That was my next thing.
Ooh, transition.
Jack. Jarrett Jack's getting some shit tonight.
Yeah.
Jarrett Jack, we've talked about in the pod before.
Oh, yeah.
There's, you know, what's funny to me is the evolution of Jack on the Warriors.
Yeah.
Because...
in only one season, by the way.
In one season. He's been here 1 year, and so what's funny is I remember people, like, Sheehan's profile pic was Jarrett Jack with an Oakland A's hat
on. That was cool.
Yeah, it's a great picture. I love Jarrett Jack. I've said this 1,000 times. I love him.
I say, you're probably a fan of him since Georgia Tech went to the Final Four. Like,
I love Jarrett Jack, and when he was in the Blazers, I loved him. He did the same shit that he did tonight.
He was drafted by the Blazers, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And so, he may have been a draft night trade, and I can't remember.
His rookie season he started with the Blazers.
Yeah. And so, the thing with him, though, is like, he's... his rookie year with the Blazers, his whole tenure with the Blazers is exactly this season that you've had with him. It's like, you love him, you hate him, you gasp when he's taking a shot, you're screaming in his ear just like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
He makes it and you love him, he misses it, and you hate him for like 5 days, you know? And it's just, it's a roller coaster. And so tonight he just does all this crap. And what it dawned on me watching this at the bar, because there was a couple of other Warriors fans at the bar.
Yes.
So you just heard
one or two other guys.
Yeah, just groans as he's throwing the ball away. You take the good with the bad with him. What he is he's like Russell Westbrook without like the crazy upside.
Without the freak, yeah.
Yeah. So like you'll love him sometimes. So he doesn't get like – so he's like a – how do I put it in a nice way? He's like a mediocre – Westbrook, because like Westbrook will win something for you, and like his winning is so spectacular, you overlook, like he does these dumb things and he has a personality where he can just kind of like blow off like the mistakes or something. Whereas Jack, he's not that spectacular. He'll win you a game, but when he loses you a game, it's that much worse.
I don't think calling anyone a mediocre Westbrook is an insult.
No, I don't either. But I
personally think Westbrook is fantastic.
I think he's one of the top 10.
But you're 100% correct, like, in terms of the decision making, and with Jack, I'm the type of person who groans at most bad shots anyway.
Yeah.
So, with Jack, it's one of those things, like, I groan half the time he takes a shot.
Yeah.
But this entire season, he's just been on fire and making so many of them. Even just jump shots, like just shooting a three, I'm just like, are you kidding? Like, why are you shooting? And he goes in and was like, all right, like, yeah. what can I say?
Like, he's just like, no! Yes! Okay, okay, cool.
If you could sum up my reactions to the entire Warriors season, it's what you just said there. Oh, yes! Okay, fine. And that's how... another one is Draymond Green, who's just been on fire through the playoffs, has just been doing that. Like, every time he takes a jump shot, I'm like, Draymond, no, don't. Oh, Jesus, he made it. Like,
yeah.
No,
I love Draymond.
But you're right. Like, with Jack, when it's good, you barely notice just because it's like, oh, okay, it's good. And then when it's bad, like it was tonight, not that we would have won the game by any stretch of the imagination, but just in the last 90 seconds with him handling the ball the whole time, mostly I'm sure because Curry was hurt, but it's just kind of like he has those situations at the end of the game where he's handling the ball and it's just, okay, great, Jack, don't blow this.
Yeah.
And tonight was just awful. Just airballing, holding the ball for 24 seconds and airballing a three, one possession, next possession, turnover.
It's insane.
It's bad.
No, he...
It looks bad.
Well, the thing is, like, when I was watching that, I was like... So, I'm always, like, so peppy and positive about him because, like, he's a former Blazer. But...
I've heard about your former Blazer love.
Yeah, but... I do remember this. It's one of those things that's just, like... I'm a little too optimistic sometimes.
Oh.
And it's kind of, like, a condition of mine because, like... when you grow up in a one-sport town and you've never won anything, you have one of two ways to go. And
They won a title before you were born. Yeah, that's
it
all.
It was 5 years before I was born. The thing is you have one of two ways to go, and this podcast is a perfect way of seeing the two ways to go. Do you see it? Actually, you know what the truth is I'm really pessimistic sometimes, and I just try and balance you. Just balance us out sometimes.
This is a hilarious podcast.
Fuck.
This is like an offshoot of like even the timeline of our podcast.
I'm going to tell you one thing is that when we
started, we're not even recording right now. That's what you're telling me.
No, we've been recording.
As Gavin checks the microphone to make sure we are.
Yeah, we've gone way long.
Okay.
We've gone long. All right. So you know what? Okay. So.
We should cut ourselves off. Do we have any final words?
Okay. So here's the thing. I was joking that I'm an optimist. The truth is that I get a little fussy about the Blazers. We're going to talk about the Blazers next time. I felt like this was a good time to like really dwell on the Warriors.
Yeah.
Because this is their time. Fair. That's their time, you know?
Okay. 60 seconds or less. I have one question for you.
Fuck, okay.
What's up with JR and Rihanna?
What?
Yeah.
Who?
JR Smith and Rihanna.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they're spotted together in a club in New York. And guess, J.R. Smith won Sixth Man of the Year.
Yeah, I know.
Has he done shit in the playoffs? No.
But
are we talking coincidence here?
Can I tell you something?
You can tell me anything.
So, I'm not one for pop culture, but everyone knows about Rihanna's history.
Yes.
She
killed Matt Kemp's career.
Matt Kemp's doing okay.
Well... She rebounded.
She killed it when he was... Yeah, okay.
She rebounded.
But everyone knows her history. I'm not talking about Matt Kemp, though.
Mm.
We know
the other guy.
Yeah, that other little fucker.
Yeah.
So, J.R. Smith could tear that guy's face off.
Yeah.
And I love it.
And he's got more tattoos than the other guy, too.
He's got more tattoos, he's more badass, and people would probably respect him more. I would think, because he's an athlete... And he can do crazy things, at least right now.
Yeah, I'm sure he's pretty soft, but in reality, he's like 6'5", like 215 probably. He's a big dude.
I don't know if J.R. Smith is soft, though.
I don't think he's as hard as he portrays himself.
Right.
But yeah. I think he's harder than the
I think he's harder than, guy. Yeah, the man who shall not be.
Yeah,
man.
We're not going to say it. Yeah.
No, he's worthless. He's a worthless he's waste horrible. Of space. Yeah. The thing is that, you know, I would love to see... The man who shall not be named get his fucking ass kicked.
I'm curious to see where this goes. We should monitor this.
No, I'm actually excited because, like, one, Rihanna's a dumbass.
She's so beyond God.
let's just throw it out there. JR, I'm not saying you're a horrible taste in men, but she has horrible taste in men.
She's
JR. I'm not talking about you. Okay.
She's dumb.
Okay.
She's not smart.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to throw that one out there before we close. Let's close.
What's the date today?
Well, it just crossed over to midnight, so it's the 11th now.
Shit. All right. Well, soon, we're either going to be talking about the Warriors, we're going to be talking about something else. I don't know. But coming up later on, at some point, we're going to do an exclusive thing.
Yeah. Okay? What are we doing? I'm in.
draft lottery. After that happens, we need to talk about that.
I like this. You know, I have a lot of thoughts in the draft this year.
Yeah, because this is draft, and also my team's in the draft. So we'll
you're in the lottery.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah. Well, actually,
we're not. The Warriors don't have a single pick in 2013.
I'm saying I'm in the draft, like not just the lottery. I'm saying I'm in the draft because, like, we actually are in the draft because we would have not been in the first round if we weren't in the top 10.
That's how we got Harrison Barnes.
Actually, you know what? I don't want to jinx it because there's a chance that lightning can strike and we won't be in the draft. I will go fucking crazy. If that happens, we're drinking an entire fifth of Fireball on our next podcast.
And we'll call it the Claver.
All right, bro. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Sign off, bro.
Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Can you start continuing the chart?
Step by step.
Oh.
Remember that song? It's nice. I went to a new movie.
No, this is all filmed at Magic Mountain.
No, it's not.
And the, yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, and the CGI and all the stuff to make it look like it's just.
They didn't have CGI yeah, back then. You're a fucking liar.
I'm serious. You're still recording.
Yeah, I am. Patrick Duffy's the guy's name. That guy got so much ass, probably.
He's from Dallas.
Suzanne Summers.
So he banged Suzanne Summers on Dallas okay. And in the show.
By the way, 1-0 Suzanne Summers. Okay, wait.
Today?
No. Bulls. No, the brunette. Look at the brunette girl.
I think. I remember the show from being a kid.
This guy's an idiot.
Call.
No, don't say that one. One.
Definitely.
I think everyone's a one in this show.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna turn this off now. So-